Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Declutter. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially if you've ever been on a weight loss journey, self-compassion. I know what you're thinking, another diet podcast? Not quite. This is about ditching the all-or-nothing mentality and embracing kindness towards yourself, because guess what? It's actually the secret weapon for sustainable weight loss. Ever felt like you were your own worst critic? You know that feeling when the scale goes up a few pounds and suddenly you're drowning in self-doubt? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the thing. Constantly beating yourself up isn't going to magically melt away those extra pounds. It actually does the opposite. It creates this vicious cycle of stress, negativity, and guilt that can sabotage your efforts completely. So, how do we break free from this self-defeating pattern? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend who was struggling. Imagine your best pal hitting a rough patch. You wouldn't berate them, right? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, lend a listening ear, and remind them that they're capable of getting through this. That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, extending that same warmth and support to yourself, even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways from this episode. 1. Self-criticism doesn't work. Seriously. It's like trying to motivate yourself by yelling at the TV during a game. You end up feeling more frustrated and defeated. It's time to ditch those negative self-talk tapes and replace them with words of kindness and support. Imagine what your inner dialogue would be like if you were talking to your best friend going through the same thing. That's the tone we want to cultivate. 2. Acknowledge your imperfections. We all have flaws. Everyone slips up from time to time. It doesn't mean you're a failure or that you've ruined everything. It's about accepting these imperfections as part of being human and learning from them instead of letting them define you. Think about it like this. If you dropped a plate, would you throw yourself into despair? No. You'd probably just clean up the mess and move on. Treat yourself with that same level of understanding and grace. 3. Practice gratitude. This is a game changer for self-compassion. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset, or simply having a warm bed to sleep in. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your mindset from negativity to positivity, making it easier to treat yourself with kindness. 4. Be patient with yourself. Weight loss isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be ups and downs along the way. Celebrate those victories, big or small, but don't get discouraged by setbacks. Remember that progress takes time and effort, so be patient with yourself and keep moving forward, even if it's just one step at a time. 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about your struggles. Sometimes just having someone to listen and offer encouragement can make a world of difference. Think about that time you slipped up on your diet. Maybe you indulged in a little too much pizza or skipped the gym. Did you beat yourself up for it? Probably. But what if instead of dwelling on the mistake, you acknowledged it, learned from it, and moved on with kindness? You'd be surprised how much that small shift in mindset can change everything. It's about recognizing that setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to derail your entire journey. They're simply opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a strength. It takes courage to be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. But trust me, it's the most powerful tool you have for achieving your weight loss goals and living a happier, healthier life. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Ditch the self-criticism. Embrace your imperfections. Practice gratitude. Be patient with yourself and seek support when you need it. This is about making sustainable changes that last a lifetime, not just crash dieting for quick results. So, treat yourself with kindness, celebrate your progress, and remember, you've got this. All right, my friends, that's all for today's episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of The Dopamine Declutter. And if you enjoyed what you heard, share it with a friend who could use a little self-compassion boost. Until next time, keep decluttering your life and embracing the power within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.